Star Connor here for Radio 1. It is just an honor and a privilege to be talking to one of my favorite women in the industry of entertainment right now, Miss Sherri Shepherd. How are you doing? And welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
You are an Emmy award-winning co-host of ABC's The View, actress and comedian. The View returns September 9th with Jenny McCarthy as a new co-host. How is she?
It's good. Everything is good. Excited about it. Don't know how it's going to be, but excited. Change is good. I'm looking forward to it.
So do you think that's going to be a good mix?
I don't know, honestly. I think, Jenny, I'm not quite sure. Jenny is, Elizabeth did Survivor, Jenny did Playboy. Right there, you got a big difference. So it's going to be, it'll probably be a lot more controversial, so I got to get a lot more prayed up, I think. I'm really looking at my dust, you get your armor God scriptures out. That's what God told me to meditate on. So, I think I need to be a lot more prayed up this season coming.
So you're going to Nashville to headline two nights at the Zanies Comedy Club. Tell us about that, which will be held this weekend.
So I'm doing a comedy show in Nashville, Tennessee, and it's August 30th and 31st with my best male friend. He's Christian comic, Bone Hampton, and he plays at all the Joy Fest. So what I love is that you got me, and then you got a lot of guys coming in there. So he's a Christian comic. For me, I'm talking about being, my marriage and my whole Dancing with the Stars and the day I got voted off. I talk about, being on The View, the behind the scenes, what really happened when Joy and Whoopi walked off the air with Bill O'Reilly, what happened when Prince came. So it's just a lot of stuff that I in my life that I talk about that I want to share with the audience. How are you raising kids? It's like, geez, how are you raising them? And the way my mother raised me was, if I can't get God into you, I'm going to beat the devil out of you. So how do I take that and apply it to the right now? And that's what I'm going to be at Zany's on Friday and Saturday, August 30th and 31st. So come on out.
So you talk about family and, kids and different things that you will be talking about at Zany's. I know you have an 8-year-old son, Jeffrey, and you married Lamar Sally. So how do you balance family life with all your duties as the woman you are?
It's a lot of prayer. It really is. It's a lot of prayer, but when you're doing what you love, it doesn't feel like work. And, number one, the family is priority. So if it takes away from, my son, Jeffrey, if it takes away from, being with my husband, then I have to say no. So if it's something like on a weekend where I can go on a weekend and hubby can hold it down, then I can do it. So I'm not on the road all the time. However, I do travel a lot, but you got to just know what your priorities are. Then makes it a little bit easier to say no.
You have a reoccurring 7-episode arc on How I Met Your Mother this season. The final season of the series premieres September 23rd. So tell us a little bit about your character.
Well, the season finale starts September 23rd, and they wrote me a big 7-episode arc on How I Met Your Mother. So it's a big show on CBS, and Jason Segel and I he's a star of that show. We get into a fight on the plane and get kicked off, and we take a road trip together. So in our road trip, we really teach each other a lot about friendship. We start out not liking each other, and they become a very good friend. So I was really excited when I got blessed to do that. And that's a situation where it's like favor, because typically it's filmed in L.A., but they worked around my schedule, so I just fly in on the weekends. I do it and come on back home.
That's great. That's great news to hear that they work around your schedule like that. And you also are an author. You recently released, back in April, Plan D, How to Lose Weight and Beat Diabetes, Even If You Don't Have It. Tell us about your book. I know you say it's your version of Diabetes for Dummies. So tell us about that.
Yeah, it's called Plan D, How to Lose Weight and Beat Diabetes Even If You Don't Have It. That's very prevalent in the Black community, in the Latino community. And something I'm passionate about people, trying to live their best life and taking the fear out of that word, and people make simple choices in their life, they can have a good life.
How long have you been diagnosed with diabetes?
They diagnosed me with it 2 weeks before I started The View, so about in 2007, so 7 years. Almost 7 years.
I was looking at your book, and I am really going to go out and get it because diabetes runs heavily in my family. I just need to stay up and educated on diabetes.
I would really encourage you to get that book. It was number 13 on the New York Times bestseller, but it really is a book for you because it talks about when you're borderline, when they tell you borderline diabetic, pre-diabetic, and where you are. You're in a wonderful position because you don't have to be over here where I'm at. So if you make some changes now and do things in moderation, you won't get diabetes.
And I'm trying myself to make changes now so I don't, you know, be heavily weighed upon dying from diabetes. You know, it's definitely a lifestyle change and it's difficult.
If you don't change those, like you said, it is a lifestyle change. But once you get over here where I am, this is where you don't want to be. Things that you can do in moderation, you come over here with me, you don't do anymore. There's things that I cannot do because it just is going to do too many things to my blood sugar. But for you, really, in this story, if you read the book, I give you tips on what to do. You have to, like, start incorporating exercise into your routine. And exercise, it increases, moves your blood, it gives you oxygen to your brain, and it lowers your blood sugar. It lowers the cholesterol, because diabetes has a lot of stuff internally in your body that you're not even realizing. So if you do little things right now, really, I mean, you can stave off the diabetic diagnosis right now. Like, take a Zumba class, girl. Zumba's so good. It's just like you get out there and you dance, and it keeps your blood up, and it's fun to do. So find fun things that you can do, you know, that are not boring to you.
You know, we hear a lot about that myth, I'm not diabetic anymore, you know, once your sugar levels get leveled out and low and stuff like that. I don't know if that's true or not, so what's your opinion on that?
I don't believe that. You know, there are some people who go by faith, I'm not diabetic anymore, you know, just like, but for me, I feel like, you know, sometimes when you say that, it lulls you into a false sense of security. Because if you're not diabetic anymore, then you better, you know, can you go back to eating the same way that you used to? No, because if you do, if what that diabetes will be right back. What happens is you just, what you're doing now is you're just maintaining your levels. But I don't believe that you're not diabetic anymore. Because if you went back to eating the same exact way, the same exact thing will happen. It's like saying, I'm not an alcoholic anymore. Okay, walk into a bar and take one drink. What's going to happen? It's going to come back. So to me, it's okay to say I have diabetes, because what that does for me is it always keeps me in check. Yeah. So when I'm having dinner with somebody yesterday and they bring a table full, they got all these desserts. Do you want one, ma'am? For me to go, no, well, I don't have diabetes anymore. Yeah, I'll take a slice. No, I have diabetes. I cannot eat that cake. That's a firm no. And that's why I think when people say I'm not anymore, you know, maybe I've left that way. Are you still a hoe? No, I'm not a hoe no more. I've left that lifestyle. But let the right looking, good looking man come my way. Them whole qualities will come right crashing back on you. Look, one day you're like, how did I get to that whole thing again? I've left the lifestyle. That's what I'm a believer of. You know, I don't do that lifestyle. So I think sometimes when you go, so many people are quick, especially us in the Christian community, we're quick to go, I'm not that anymore. But then you get lulled into this thing, okay, but if you go back to doing that, it comes right back, which means that did it really leave? Too many people, I meet a lot of people going, I used to be diabetic. You eating that sweet potato pie? Well, you know, praise God. I don't believe God was telling you that sweet potato pie. And guess what's going to happen? Diabetes, you're going to go to the doctor, and he's going to be like, are you diabetic? Now all of a sudden you're on medication. So, yeah, I think that's, you know, I always tell people, even though I haven't been on medication for years and my blood sugars are level, and I am diabetic.
I think it's just denial.
Yes, you're in very big denial. Sometimes, you know, a witness is more how you walk than what you say. So people look at you. You don't believe the number of people that will look at you, make the commitment. Because making a commitment and change is very hard to do, and it's scary because it's something different. And when people see you doing things differently, and they see you living your life differently, you walking your life differently, and they see a result, there's the testimony, not what you tell them, what they see. Sometimes that makes them, as they sit there them by themselves and they hear that voice, at the end of the day, it's only you and that voice of God. You know, it plants that seed when they watch what you're doing, not what you're saying. So that's how I tell people with family members. Family members don't want to hear it. Why are you eating that? They don't want to hear all of that. But they'll watch you.
I think you hit that topic in a nutshell, Sherry. Let's talk about your high fashion wig collection, Sherry Now with Lux Hair.
It's called Sherry Shepherd Now by Lux Hair, and it's a, you know, something that I'm very excited about because I do wear wigs. I've been, you know, all the women in my family wore wigs, and it's something that I get to share my passion with people of just make a change. I like wearing wigs because you can be who you want to be without the permanent change. So all this weekend I've been doing short. Maybe next week I'll do long. And you don't have that thing of, oh, should I cut my hair? Well, just put a short hair wig on. Rock short hair. See if you like it. If you're not liking it, you can take it off and do your own hair. I like it because I go to the gym and I sweat, so I can actually put my hair in a ponytail and know that I'm sweating, but I can put a wig on and still look presentable. So, my motto really is you were born with the hair you got. Now get the hair you want.
Well, I know after wearing a wig and owning one of your wigs, I mean, I love my wig, but I always get that argument that, Star, you're going to get bald. You're always going to get your hair pulled out or your hair's going to fall out wearing that wig. So do you think that's true or not? Is that a problem with wigs? Because I take care of my hair and I've never had any problems. And I think if you take care of your hair, then you shouldn't run into any issues unless you constantly are wearing extra hair.
Well, and that's the problem because, you know what, and with us, I think the wigs are not what make us bald. It's the tight weave and the tight braid that make, all the tension pulling your hair with those braids. I mean, I have cousins who their hairline is gone. Baby hair? What? Where? Ooh. And, it's from wearing tight braids all the time. Their girls with weaves. It's in the middle because your middle grows very fast. It's that crown. It takes away that. So you're right. You have to take care of your own hair. If you just plop a wig on 24/7 and you don't take care of your regular hair, then yeah, you're going to be in trouble with anything. But that's with anything. You got to take care of, you can wear the best clothes, but if you don't take care of your body, clothes ain't going to look good. So I don't know. It's not a myth that I don't think wigs make you bald, but like you said, if you don't take care of your hair, you're going to be bald anyway. And unless you sleeping in the wig 24/7, good grief. But when you go to bed, let your hair breathe.
So how does Lamar like your wigs? Or does he like your natural hair?
He likes my own natural hair. He prefers, but men are funny. They would prefer not all of the fake stuff. But they like the look of the fake stuff when they take it out. Because he likes my natural hair, but the moment I put it in the ponytail, he like, where you going with that hair like that? Oh, okay, so you do like the wigs. Okay, well, let me go put one on. Yeah, I still got hair. I got a whole hair closet. We found a happy compromise. Yeah, we got a house with a bigger bathroom and more cabinets. So I got my own wig. I got my own special wig closet. And that's the thing. It's really a good quality, but I wear the wigs. Those are the wigs that I wear on The View are from my wig line. And they take a beating because every day they're doing something, they're putting product in it, and it takes a beating. But I've had these wigs for a long time. Before I have to go to a new box. The only time I go to a new box is because I want a different style and a different color. Mm-hmm. But, the reason why they cost what they do is because you can have the wig for a long time before you have to finally go, I'm going to throw it away. And I'm the type of person, I want you to get the value for your money. If you don't have money to be spending on stuff and then all of a sudden it doesn't work anymore. So you got a quality wig, you can use a curling iron on it on a low setting. But it's just like I wore a wig on Jay Leno and my stylist juiced it up where it looked like he had done a razor cut on my own hair. You could not tell. Jay Leno was like, did you cut your hair? I mean, and everybody kept commenting on it. It was so natural looking. Last times I did Jay Leno, it was just like rocked the wig. And it was really cute.
Well, you definitely have a lot of things going on and out there. And for your fans, where can they reach you? Instagram, Facebook, Twitter? What do you have out there?
My Twitter and my Instagram is Sherry E. Shepherd. My Facebook is the Sherry Shepherd fan page. And my website is, Twitter and Instagram, Sherry E. Shepherd. And my website is sherryshepherd.com.
Well, I want to thank you for taking the time out to talk to me today, and I am so glad that I finally got to interview you. One of my favorites of The View, and somebody that just inspires me daily. Guys, make sure you go out there and support Miss Sherry Shepherd in Nashville. She's going to be there two nights at Zany's Comedy Club starting Friday, August 30th at 7:30 p.m. and 9:45 p.m., and back again Saturday, August 31st, 7 p.m. and 9 o'clock p.m. So you guys check it out, and thank you again, Miss Sherry Shepherd.
Thank you so much.